people in the Premier League now are sort of like getting upset with it. So it sounds like one of the two things might get done now because it affected them as well. And I think we've only been saying it since, what, 4 years ago. Me and you have been on about it, haven't we? About how it is. And now it's affecting the Premier League. And it looks like, you know, they're looking at closing it for next season, which would help everybody. It means I'd be able to sleep at night and turn my phone off.
In terms of players coming in now, you were talking about maybe one or two more last week. You've brought one more in. Yeah. Are you relatively happy with the way this squad is looking?
Yeah, I'm happy with the squad as it is. And I said that last week, if we had to go with what we've got, I'm more than happy with that. But you're always looking for quality. You're always looking to improve the squad. And if that player arises before the end of the window, then we'll certainly be competitive and hopefully be in with a shout of bringing somebody in.
Imagine two teams will meet this weekend full of confidence, won't they?
Yeah. Darren Ferguson and Doncaster went and had an outstanding result. But whilst it shocked everybody, it didn't shock me, and it probably didn't shock Doncaster because, you know, if you look at it, the starting 11, there's probably only two additions, Boy Andrew and the boy Whiteman. The rest of them, they were all there last year as part of a successful team that got promoted automatically. And the way that they play the game and the way that they play the diamond is very good. So it wasn't a surprise to me that when they went there and won.
It was a huge result for you back end of last season there, wasn't it? That more or less put you in the driving seat for the playoffs.
I think that gave the players an enormous amount of confidence and belief that they could go there and win. And obviously in the manner that we did was... It was entertaining for sure, but no, you know, we had two very good games against them last year, but like I say, that's last season. Does it really count for anything? I'm not too sure, but you know, we're going there full of confidence on the back of an impressive away performance at Bradford, but then backed up with an impressive home win and performance last week.